Music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM Baldwin 95.7 FM.
WSCM 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
Get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin. Heads, Carolina. Tails, California. Somewhere.
Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. Next up, Drew, this is one of the all-time greatest, I think, revenge songs, at least from like the 90s, early 2000s. That is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
It absolutely is arguably the greatest. And one of the reasons is it took the old adage, which is the best way to get revenge is to lead a good life. It took that and it turned it into basically a power anthem. And our boy Toby is celebrating how great his life is to this woman who, my understanding is, all she really did was reject him. So it's such a hilarious thing to do a whole song dedicated to a person who simply said, "No, nah, I don't want to date you." That's so petty. So it's petty revenge, which is fun. And it's revenge in the sense of he didn't do anything to her. He just is like, "Hey, look how great I am now. Huh? What about me?" It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting things about playing this song now is I think it came out about 20 years ago, and at least the music video was supposed to be like a 20-year high school reunion where they were playing this song. You know, he was playing this song in the football field or whatever, and I think that's hilarious for anybody who has a 20-year reunion coming up. I'm sure there's a few of them playing this song in the back of their head.
I don't think I'm that petty. Maybe I am. I might walk out to it. Who knows?
All right. Well, here is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a Good Time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Well, Drew, it's no accident that we're playing The Chicks next. I did that on purpose because this song, Not Ready to Make Nice, by the Chicks, I think is actually probably about Toby Keith, at least in part.
It's definitely about Toby Keith. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on the Chick side in that little battle. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on Toby Keith's side in that little battle. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't care whose side you're on. If you say you don't like cancel culture, then you have to be against what Toby Keith did to the Chicks. And the fact that they wrote this song about that and it's a hit is the sweetest revenge. They took his little song, How Do You Like Me Now, and they flipped it on its head and threw it right back at him. And it's beautiful. And I saw them headline Bonnaroo. You know, he didn't headline Bonnaroo. They did. So I think he won the first round of that series. You know, they got played, kicked off the radio, et cetera, and I think they won in the long run. And I know that's going to make a lot of people pull over right now and have to take a few breaths, and they're mad at me, and I get that. But the Chicks are wildly successful, even if you don't personally listen to them now. They're huge across all genres. And Toby's, of course, still doing good, too, you know, going on Fox and talking about the economy or whatever he's doing. So they're all having good careers, but it's a great little revenge tale.
This is a song that the Chicks put out. Kind of on their comeback tour, which was, I think, like 2007, 2008, something like that, maybe 2006. And I thought it was so interesting when it came out. I was a big fan of theirs. And I was frustrated back then about the cancel culture. I don't think we had the word for it back then, but it totally was, you know, anybody that was saying anything that didn't go straight in line with what, you know, the powers that be told you to think. I mean, they got canceled right away. And it was interesting because everybody kind of knew they were on this comeback tour. And this was one of the key singles that they released. And I thought it was so smart because they're like, yeah, we're back, but it doesn't mean we're going to be nice. It doesn't mean that we're taking anything that we said back.
Well, they knew that they could get an audience for it one way or the other. And I think the internet had a lot to do with that. And again, I'm not trying to take sides. It's probably clear whose side I was on at the time, but that's because I'm for free speech. But I think that doing this song is a great way to sort of put it to bed, though, too. He is rich and has a great career and millions of fans. They are rich. They have a great career and millions of fans. At the end of the day, what they did kind of didn't matter in the long term, but this song is a nice little bow on the end of that story.
Absolutely. Well, here is Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks.
I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
This next song we're going to feature is by one of my favorite artists by the name of Lindy Ortega. Lindy is one of those people who falls under that catch-all term Americana. She has country, folk, a lot of Western, and a lot of traditional Mexican music in her sound. And it's another great revenge song called Murder of Crows, which I love that title for a song.
Yeah, I love country songs that have the play on words in the title and in the song. It's like going to a good salon or barbershop. I feel like in a small town, you have to have the like play on words in the name of the place. Like, I just love, like, you
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, dude, there's everyone listening right now either owns, their wife owns, or someone in their family owns, you know, like Cut to the Chase or whatever it is.
Yeah. I love that. And I feel like it can come across as cheesy, but I also love when people take it really like serious and they put a lot of time into it and they find like unconventional ways to do it and kind of more of that deep cut way to do it. And I feel like Murder of Crows is playing off of that phrase. I love it here. And I think it just fits with the song.
Did you say deep cut to do it on purpose? Is that one in your town? Deep Cuts by Sissy?
I'm sure.
We had To Die For, D-Y-E.
Oh yeah.
You get your hair colored there.
Yeah, absolutely. To Die For, I feel like, is one everywhere. But I love that. I feel like it's a whole small town thing. Everybody should take pride in that. All right, well, here is Murder of Crows by Lindy Ortega.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we're going to hear from Loretta Lynn, Bobby Bear, and Porter Wegg. So stick around.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe that days go slow and years go fast, and every breath's a gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Northwest Wisconsin's Country Legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, "Don't come home if you go to the bar." I said, "Okay, baby," then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Then she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head, a camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Now she got some nerve, well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck. She came into the curve. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
So there's swear.
Is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. It's a great theme that we're playing today. Next up, we're going to hear Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
I get excited every time I hear the song. I get excited every time I hear a reference to the song. I get excited every time I hear someone say Loretta Lynn's name because I start thinking about this song. I think that my type is an aunt who's willing to fight. I think that's the kind of woman I'm into. And I think this song is the anthem of an aunt who's willing to fight.
Yeah, I love the fighting songs and kind of, I don't know what year this came out. I guess I should have looked that up before I said it, but I love that generation of artists, of the women artists that have that fight in them. Obviously Dolly Parton does, Loretta Lynn. And I love that duality. I especially see it in the South of, like, you know, manners, but I'll fight. And I love a person with manners that's willing to fight.
Absolutely. If you have too many manners and you're not willing to fight, you're just going to get, you know, you're going to get run over. You're going to get bowled over. You're going to have some lady take your man, but not Loretta. Not without going to Fifth City first. And by the way, she's the mayor. She's the alderman. She's on the school board. She's the cops. She's all that at Fifth City.
All right. Here is Fifth City by Loretta Lynn.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fifth City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fifth City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fifth City.
Matt, this next song is by someone who I consider to be one of the greats in country music and arguably one of the most underrated, probably depending on who you're talking to and what generation they're from. But Bobby Bear seems to get a little looked over when we talk about the greats of yesteryear. He's not quite mentioned in the same air as, say, a George Jones, but I think he belongs there. And the song Marie Laveau, for those who don't know, the Marie Laveau story is a dark, twisted, could only happen in New Orleans story. And as a side note, my wife is obsessed with that story. Marie Laveau owned, what's the phrase we can use on the radio, Matt? What kind of business did she run? A brothel? We're allowed to say brothel?
I think you're allowed to say brothel.
She ran a brothel, but she also had a hobby. You want to tell the people what the hobby was?
I actually don't know.
Oh, she was a serial killer.
Oh, right. I did know that.
Yeah, what a woman. What a successful American story.
You could be anything in America. You could be two things.
Especially,
you could be two things.
Yeah, especially in the 1800s, and you're a woman. You couldn't be many things, actually, but those are two things you could be.
All right, well, here's Marie Laveau by Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
down in Louisiana where the black trees grow lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go, another man done gone. She lives in a swamp. She ever seen y'all messing around there? She goes, another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. And so Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing. And she went, another man done gone. So if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
All right, Drew, the next song we're going to play is The Cold Hard Facts by Porter Wagoner. I love going back and listening to the old Porter Wagoner songs. Obviously, we play a lot of Dolly on here. I really like that sound from that classic legends country sound. And Porter Wagoner is somebody that I think consistently is at the top of those lists.
Yeah, Porter Wagoner, like you said, has that classic sound. I'm not going to say he was responsible for Dolly Parton's sound or success, but obviously helped get her career started. I also love that classic sound. It's a great song by a great, great, arguably underrated country singer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially today when you go back and you listen to how we got to where we are, especially with some of the newer artists coming out that have that throwback sound, I think there's a lot of influence from Porter Wagoner. In the newer stuff that's coming out now with that throwback sound. One of the things I love, I mean, you hear it with Waylon Jennings, you hear it with Merle Haggard and others, is just kind of that, I think the Cold Hard Facts, I mean, that's just a great title for that type of music. I mean, I feel like you could hear your uncles or your grandpa or whatever. I mean, it's like riding in the truck, listening to a song like this. It just all fits.
Well, Three Chords in the Truth was meant to be a way to describe this type of country music, but also in and of itself is a sort of poetic title. And that's all the Cold Hard Facts of Life. It's a reference to that. There's a type of art, there's a subgenre inside country music, if you will, of, hey, when I put music out, it's nothing but the truth. And that appeals to people, of course, because, you know, we get BS all the time. And I'm not saying Porter Wagoner's never, ever given any BS, but he's saying in this song, I'm not going to.
All right. Here's The Cold Hard Facts of Life by Porter Wagoner.
Well,
got back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in, my mind not on the cold hard facts of life. A stranger stood there laughing by the counter. He said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life? Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Miranda Lambert, Justin Townes-Earl, and Chris Knight. So stick around.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. Next up, Drew, is Kerosene by Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert, I'm not going to say this song put her on the map, but this song and this album is really when I think the world was like, oh, we got a superstar on our hands. And this is a cheating song. It's a song about when someone's done you wrong and you put your all into it, and what are you going to do now? And what she's going to do is burn it all. And I think she means metaphorically, because she says in there, forget you high society, I'm soaking in kerosene. But there's this thing in country music, I'm telling you, with country women, where, like, at the very least, you're concerned. They mean literally.
Yeah, maybe in the 70s and 80s and 90s, it was an actual fire. But maybe somewhere around the 90s, when they had to start cleaning up the image, I think it got a little bit more metaphorical. Well, here is Kerosene by Miranda Lambert.